This is the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Our private investigator James is back on. He's got stories for days about spying. And this one features his nan. Also, can I win again on Bangers? And we speak to Sinead, one of our listeners, who loves to ghost people after a date. They never hear from her again. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Been a busy week again on the show. Yesterday, Charlie Puth came to see us. So talented, so musical. So we made him do an interview where he was only allowed to sing.
Are there any UK artists that when you come over here, you sort of meet up with or want to link up with, or do you just not really bother? Do you know what I mean? Keep yourself to yourself or talk us about
talk us
it.
Through it. Well, let me explain. I'd like to have a drink with Rita Ora, somewhat of a gimlet or a hot toddy, because Rita Ora is a good friend of mine. I apparently just missed her outside.
Scott Mills.
Also, producer and DJ Marshmallow visited the show. He's got a marshmallow on his head, and he doesn't speak. So he had to type out his answers to our questions, and our text-to-speech computer read them out.
If it gets to it where you really, like, fancy somebody and you go in for a kiss, do they have to kiss the marshmallow?
Yes. Or wheeze.
What's that voice?
Marshmallow, who's that?
My favourite so far, that who's Spanish that? Diego.
Okay.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Also, it was the return of Boss Chicken. I hate it so much. We call one of our bosses and take it in turns to say a phrase that could be career limiting as the phone rings. Whoever it lands on, when they answer, has to say the phrase to the boss.
Obviously, there were a lot of good ideas, but I feel a couple of them we could maybe work up slightly more. I'm just
like, are you talking about the podcast stuff?
Podcast stuff, yeah. I don't want to do your stupid podcast, if I'm honest, but I know Scott's very keen.
What?
No, I do want to do it. I just also don't want to. I just wonder if we could...
Did you just say stupid podcast?
And we've been talking about getting ghosted on dating apps. We've got another one of those stories for you at 1:40 this afternoon.
Scott Mills.
You know, every now and again, we talk about when you know you've reached your peak of hotness. Nick Jonas is there right now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there were some really bad looks in the Jonas Brothers, but I think he's reached it. He's like, he's perfection now.
But do you think he's riding the wave right now, or do you think he's just over the top of the hill? Do
no,
you know what I mean?
He's like, in it right now. Like, he needs to enjoy this bit.
Where you at?
Oh, mine's been and gone.
Is it? Do you think?
Yeah, I've peaked.
No, I'm adamant I'm still to to bloom.
You say this all the time.
There'll be a time where people go, that Chris Sartre is really hot.
Mm. When
do
is
you know what I mean?
How many years?
Well, I don't know. It might be a Schofield situation, but we'll get there eventually.
Oh, imagine.
Oh, just imagine you can look like him at, well, I don't know how old he is.
Exactly.
Actually,
you don't know how old he is.
No. I was thinking about it. He might not look that good for his age, depending.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, if he's 30,
I mean?
Then that's a problem. But he's always looked the same. How
incredible.
Has he done that?
Science.
It's incredible.
Scott Mills.
Matt Emmonson's been on. He's texted me. He said, Mills had better not have left a dud one for us.
What? Dud tune of the week? I haven't. Do you know what it is?
Go on then.
Matt Terry.
And the song is...
It's called Sucker For You. It's an absolute tune. Honestly, it's...
I've heard people talking about this.
It's awesome.
It is a good one, then.
Yeah, yeah. He's done really well.
Sometimes I think what you like to do is, when we know Matt Edmondson's coming in, is you kind of, like, you turn everything off here. Do you know what I mean? You make it difficult.
Switch the lights off.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You just make it difficult.
Yeah.
So that...
Yeah, well, it's easy to be replaced in this biz.
Yeah. You, like, leave things, you know, unplug wires and things like that, and then...
Yeah, sometimes I do just unplug a couple of things just to confuse
Monday. Just to make it a bit more difficult.
See if he texts back.
Wait up. He's put... He's on. One sec. You know you get three dots. Mm-hmm. I don't know if
Matt
I can
Terry.
Say that.
Well, it looked like
I'll summarise.
It looked like he liked him on Extra Factor.
I'll summarise. He says, yes, so he does remember Matt Terry. And these are slightly different words. Mm. He worked with him for 12 weeks.
Right, there we are. See? Honestly, you'll love it.
Scott Mills.
Earlier this week, we called out all the people who ghost others on the dating apps. And it happens a lot. It's going really well, and then they just drop off the face of the earth, never to be heard of ever again.
Now, we have been honest as well, Scott. I have been the ghost. I have ghosted.
Same.
And I do feel a bit bad for it, looking back now. And especially with some of the messages that we've had in, I think it's clear that ghosting should be a thing of the past. Should be a ho.
But it did mean we came up with an excellent new feature called Ghostbusters, where we call these people out.
It's great, yeah.
If you've been ghosted, if you need our help, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
This story today is completely the other way around, though.
Mm.
And I don't think you're going to like it. Hi, Sinead.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
You're a ghost. I'm good, yeah. That's you.
Fitting for Halloween.
Well, no, well, I suppose it kind of is.
So you went on a Tinder date, right?
Yes, I did. There was me, my housemate, and the two boys. And they were not quite what we were expecting.
Well, what were you expecting?
They were, well, according to the profile, I was expecting somebody who was 6'2", and they were probably 5'6" at a push.
Right,
oh, was a chem.
Done a chem from Love Island,
yeah,
there,
yeah, I did get a chem. I did get a chem.
Okay, so you meet this guy online, and he sounds good, and then he gets there, and you're like, maybe not.
Yeah, basically, I was like, no, Wayne, no, this isn't going to work.
Why?
He was really strange as well.
Why?
Just personality-wise, really boring.
What made him so boring?
He just didn't have a lot of chat. Mm. He just sort of sat there giggling to his friend, who was equally as strange as him, and my housemate was like, no, no, we're not going for either of these.
So what happened next?
He'd pre-arranged to go ice skating tomorrow, or the day after, and I did not want to go, but...
Hang on, so you've not met him yet, and he's already pre-booked ice skating?
Yeah, he'd already anticipated, and it was the next day.
Gee.
It wasn't even as if it was going to be a week later, and I could try and chicken out.
I respect his preparation.
No, it's
Pop's got discount for that.
Too much.
I think he did. I think he got an early bird discount, and I think that's why he pre-booked.
It's hedging your bets.
He's stingy as well as strange.
Oh,
gee. Oh, do you know what? Like, any second now, we're going to get so many messages from people. Okay.
So he's arranged the second date.
Yes.
What happens next?
So I woke up the next morning and I saw a text from him telling me that he'd already booked to go ice skating that day. And after that, I went to speak to my housemate and I said, look, I'm not going to go. And so at that point, I decided to delete his number, block him on every form of social media and delete him
so
he couldn't get hold of me.
Oof.
I didn't even feel that guilty.
No.
Oh,
which
no.
is bad.
You're a ghost with
bad.
No morals. So what, like,
so are you getting in touch with me so we can call him and apologise?
Well, I mean, I would be all up for ringing and apologising him, but the point of being a ghost is he can't get hold of me.
Yeah.
And I can't get hold of him. I've blocked and deleted his number.
What? Hang on a second, though. What happened to him? Do you know if he turned up at the ice skating?
I have no idea.
Oh, this is bad. So,
you're
but
right.
chances
Sinead,
are he's gone there, right?
Well, he could have done, yeah.
Sinead, this is fairly brutal.
It is brutal,
yeah.
But...
Listen, I'm going to play a song, and then I've got something to ask you, okay? And you need to be honest with me.
Okay.
Okay, wait right there.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, Sinead, the ghost is with us. Hello, Sinead.
Hi.
Okay, here's the question I want to ask.
Okay.
You sound like the kind of person that actually loves ghosting.
I don't think I love it. I just don't think that I don't have a problem with it. I think it's because I've never been ghosted.
Oh, right.
I think that's the problem.
There we go. There we are.
Yeah, I think we've got to the bottom of it. I've never been ghosted, and that's why I'm a ghoster, because I haven't got any morals.
Wait till it happens to you. See how you like it.
You say that, but I've done it more than once.
Oh.
I'm a serial ghoster.
And he won't be the last either, will he?
No. I know so many people who ghost. It's just easier. Why do you want to have to message them and be like, look, I don't want to see you? Because that's just going to make them feel worse. Surely it's better they don't know why you don't want to see them. Just...
Oh, my word, you love it.
Yeah. There will be other people, though.
I love it. I think I'm just a bit more brutal than some.
There'll be people listening right now that may well be ghosted by you at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I am on a train.
How many people in the last year do you reckon you've ghosted?
Four, easily.
Oh, my word.
Wow, you can't get enough of it.
And very quickly, what situations? Where have you left them just stranded?
Oh, I just delete them. I never speak to them again. That's them gone.
That's it. One day, gone.
Yeah. Cut from your life.
Oh, you're outrageous. You're honestly...
Never going to hear from them again.
You're a first date's nightmare.
I think I am. But it's okay, because there's plenty more fish in the sea, and what's the point in hanging around when...
Right.
Yeah, but sometimes you should enjoy the fish.
Yeah,
but
no,
you're just there for the sport. You just want to catch them.
You're setting all the fish free.
Yeah.
I am setting all the fish free, because I'm not a vegan.
You're throwing them back overboard.
At one point, you'll want to keep one of the fish.
Yeah, and then I won't delete him or block him. I'll happily reply and go ice skating with him the next day, as long as it wasn't prearranged, because that is a bit weird.
You just haven't found the right one yet, have you, babes?
No, I haven't. No. See, you understand. I just haven't found the right fish.
I know. I get it.
It's all right. You've got to go through them all before you can find the right one.
Yes.
You've got to just delete, lock, get rid.
Brutal.
I'll be holding with the new.
You're a brutal fisherman ghost.
Right, listen, I'll speak to you later, big ghost. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. Do you know what I miss?
Innuendo bingo?
A little bit, yeah. And I know you lot do as well, but don't worry, we will bring it back at some point. But what I love is that even though it is on hiatus at the moment, you are still sending me clips.
Mm.
I've got to say, Autumn Watch has been particularly fruitful.
It's something every day. Like the amount of tweets I've had and instances from people recording what has been going on Autumn Watch is incredible.
Now, because I do miss it a bit, I've actually brought the Innuendo Bingo bin in.
I know it's here.
So, fancy having a little go?
Yeah.
Okay. Water, please. Oh, this feels weird, not that for ages.
It's weird not gobbing on someone else as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've missed that.
Right. Do it at home. On Autumn Watch, I just love how they describe the animals. Literally every tiny little detail. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Martin Hughes Games.
Oh, yes. We're in luck. There they are. A couple of lesser horseshoe bats. A little hairy plums hanging on the ceiling.
On the ceiling there?
The hairy plums.
Mm-hmm. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I like the way they describe exactly what the animals get up to as well. So educational.
But we have got an update from Kate. And although the mother and cub moved out of that set, there has been a little bit of action just outside the set, with two individuals doing what's called anal rubbing.
What?
Let's have a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I've missed this.
Yeah. Maybe it was a mistake to drop in Innuendo Bingo during Autumn Watch season.
Scott Mills. You'll be my royal highness.
You'll be my royal highness. You will come along. This is Tom Grennan. He got his big break after being featured on Chaser Status All Goes Wrong last year, and it just kind of went from there, really. Hottest record for Annie Mack in the past. You know, he was a footballer as well.
Was he?
Yeah, he was on the books at Northampton Town and Luton Town.
At like what level? I'd love it if you answered that.
Mid-range?
Mid to good?
Is that it?
Wicked, though. But you know, like, some people are footballers or footballers. Like, Muggy Mike, apparently, like, he's a footballer, but I don't think he was, like, a proper...
Okay, answer me this. Is being on the books at Luton Town and Northampton Town any good?
Oh, you see, I'm a bit biased because I'm a Watford fan. You won't know what that means.
Oh, because they're near.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Scott Mills.
Craig David Ho! He hates that. Heartline on BBC Radio 1.
You're not hooing Craig David, though, are you? Hooing.
No, I'm hooing.
The idea that when people are like, Craig David. Doing the hands. That's
and doing the hands. Oh, I've got Kez with me. Hey.
Yeah, just in case he is listening, because he often is.
Yeah. It's in the past now.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, we've got our private investigator, James, on the show after three with more stories of the stakeouts. All right, Maxine.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, where are you at the moment?
Norfolk.
Okay, and you're a truck driver, right?
I am, class 2.
Oh, can I hear the horn?
You can.
Can I hear it again?
Again?
Oh, is that a Mercedes class 2 26 tonner?
It is, well done. Good ear you've
Thank
got
you.
There, Scott.
Mm. Got 26 tonnes. Now, I hear that there have been some stealers today in Norfolk, Maxine.
There has, yeah. Somebody's stolen one bag of dog food and 50 squeaky balls from the back of my truck.
What do they want to do with that?
Well, I think they're going to sell them, probably, to be honest. Unless they're going to play with them in the garden. But,
well, you know. So if you see someone knocking about with 50 squeaky balls,
then they're
a
stealer.
Give me a call.
Report them at once.
Possible thief.
Definitely.
What time do you knock off today, Maxine?
Hopefully about 4 o'clock if all goes to plan. The traffic's not too bad.
Okay, listen. 3:30 to 4, I've got absolute bangers for you. We're doing this every Friday now, like loads of old classics, okay?
I won't be getting out the truck, don't worry.
Okay, in the meantime, this is my banger today.
June.
What's your name?
Superman Lovers, Starlight.
Good choice.
That is a good choice.
That's good from you. I've gone dancey route as well. My bang of choice is this. Hope you like this one, Maxine. This is Calvin Harris, Alesso and Hurts with Under Control.
Yeah, that's not a bad tune either, to be honest. It's a hard one today.
Both good Friday tunes.
I've got to be honest, I usually go with Chris. But today, I think I'm going to change it up a bit. I'm going to go with Scott.
Yes! It's a classic. Superman Lovers, Starlight on BBC Radio 1.
That was a good one, yeah. Scott
Mills. For anything rock-related, anywhere on TV or radio or advert, why is it always an American man shouting?
True.
Dude! Is it because it's all so loud?
Oh, no, dude! Radio 1 rocks, dude!
This Halloween, the Dark Lord of Rock and the Banshee of Beat are hosting a very special show!
All right, babe, just because it's rock music, you'd have to shout.
Scott Mills.
Coming in the next 15 minutes, our private investigator, James, who calls up now and again. He's got all the stories. This was last week's.
It was fun. I had to follow a guy in London, in central London, and I ended up getting quite close to him in a bar. I ended up chatting to him, and he bought me some drinks, and he was with his girlfriend, and he was married, so this is the girlfriend, you know, yeah, naughty.
Hang on right there a second. If you're being the spy, what made you think to get involved? You could have ended up in the love triangle. You could have been the one having the affair.
Just wait, it gets better.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Sorry.
So I'm talking to the car by text as well, and I told her what's going on.
I'm currently in a bar with your husband and his girlfriend?
Yeah, sending photos as well. And meanwhile, the guy has no idea, obviously, who I am and what my intentions are.
But how did you get chatting to him?
Well, I had to get close to him, obviously, close physically in a crowded bar in central London, and I ended up literally bumping into him and just chatting about the, you know, slow bar service and my friends.
Never trust anyone who just bumps into you.
Yeah.
Prob's a PI.
Right, his whole life is to spy on people. And he's on with another story in the next 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Good news is, we now have our very own private investigator who likes to call in on this show. And he's got stories for days, mate. Hello, private investigator James.
Hi, guys.
You all right?
You all right, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Can you talk at the moment? Are we on a secure line?
Yeah, secure line. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, last time we spoke to you, last week, you were telling me about... Well, you started to tell the story about something to do with your nan.
That's right, yeah. So, my nan basically came on an undercover job with me because it just fit at the time. So we had to establish if a woman was claiming disability benefit, saying that she had reduced mobility. But we had intelligence to say that she was actually ballroom dancing.
This is not true.
Is 100% true. I've got the videos to prove it.
So she's claiming, but she's also secretly doing a cha-cha-cha.
Literally, strictly, yeah.
Wow. So how do you go about catching a ballroom dancer on benefits?
Well, we had this plan, and obviously we had to get in the actual place to get the evidence and film it.
What place?
The ballroom dancing place, the class. So I thought, well, I'll take my nan along to it because it's for the seniors, obviously, or people like, you know, 50 and up. So I thought I'd take my nan because it would be a bit strange to some young guy who wouldn't fit in at all going to this, first time ballroom dancing sesh.
What class was it?
I think it was Latin American. I'm no expert. But my nan actually has done Latin American ballroom dancing in her heyday.
So you had to say, Nan, I need to take you on a sting.
Yeah, and she was completely all for it. She came out with me, she got all dressed up. We went to this ballroom dancing place, and she was the decoy while I got the video evidence.
So did you have to dance with your nan as part of this thing whilst filming the benefit scrounger?
Well, that was potentially what we had to do, yes. But on this occasion, we kind of sat to the side and said we wanted to kind of watch before my nan felt like she wanted to join in or anything like that. So we just used the opportunity to get in the door, essentially.
And did you dance at all?
No, I didn't dance at all.
but you managed to get your phone out and get videos, did you?
Well, it was all secret recording, but yeah, we got some videos.
Oh, hang on, so it wasn't your phone. Amazing. So what was it, please? Was it camera in bag sort of thing? Was it, yeah, like a pen cam?
Little button camera that's like on your shirt.
Is it actually?
Very James Bond. It actually is, yeah.
Button. You must have all the gadgets. What else have you got?
Oh, we've got so many things, like just cool gadgets. I can't even tell you about half of them because you'd start looking at all your household appliances with questions.
Oh, my God. Is my NutriBullet actually a camera?
Yeah.
I don't even feel safe in my own house anymore speaking to you.
Incredible. So you've got to get the footage. So if it's in your button cam, though, does that mean you've got to kind of move your whole body in the direction of where the person's dancing?
Yeah, so you need to position yourself slightly because you're what footage you're collecting at that time. Mm. So you have to just kind of hope for the best. So there is that little awkward moment where you have to kind of like subtly lean on it and position your entire body.
Mm. Here's a question. Does your nan know what your job is? Did she know she was going on a sting?
Yes. She loves all my sting operations, and she makes me pack lunch while I go on surveillance, everything. So.
That's great. Can you just imagine that, Scott? She's there. Right, we've got your lunch. Here we go.
All right, off we go to ballroom dancing.
Did you get your nan to wear a microphone in case she can catch anything?
We did toy with putting a camera in her handbag, though.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Nan cam.
Nan cam.
And did you catch the culprit?
We did. A glorious video.
So what happened?
We got the evidence and we left, and then obviously we presented that to the employer, and I think they dealt with it from there.
Mm. Well, it's just another week for you, isn't it? That's another one caught.
It is, yeah.
Another one in the bag.
Not as cringy as the time I had to go undercover to a stranger's 40th birthday party and pretend that I was on the guest list, though.
And that's going to be the story next time we speak to you, James.
As always.
Okay, well, listen, I'm off for a couple of weeks, but we'll speak to you when we get back, and I want to hear about the birthday party, okay?
Can't wait.
Until then,
keep spying.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah. I think that worked. I love James. We'll get him back on.
Scott Mills.
Quite excited. I just followed James the PI on Twitter.
Yeah.
His bio is like, because cheating never takes a day off. And people really want his job. Ali and Preston. What an amazing job spying on people. Does he have a trainee role going? I know. Also, Hattie's been on from Kent going, where are you going for the next 2 weeks, eh? Nowhere? Hattie's like, jungle.
You going in the jungle?
Is that happening? I'm a celebrity, isn't it, soon?
In the jungle?
No.
Scott Mills.
That's Friday's podcast. I'm now off for 2 weeks. Oh, someone's doing well. So you've got Matt Edmondson, Monday from 1 p.m.